let's keep reading. It says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. You know, it's interesting just because it's right in this passage where he's talking about trusting in the Lord, not leaning on your own understanding. He brings up the first fruits, which is another area of obedience to the Lord. You know, we think of tithing, which is the first, bringing the first fruits of our increase, the 10%. And if you think about it, why would a person disobey the command to tithe? Go to Malachi chapter 3, if you would. Why would we disobey the command to tithe? Because you know what? I'm afraid that if I tithe, I'm not going to have enough money to pay the bills, right? Isn't that what people would think? Like, well, I'm just afraid. It's not that I don't want to give unto the church. It's not that I don't believe in what the church's program is. But I'm just afraid that if I give that first 10%, because it's the first fruits, if I give that, I'm just afraid that I'm not going to have what I need. But look what the Bible says in Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. It says, will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You're cursed with a curse, for you've robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, and there shall not be room enough to receive it. So what we see here is that God's saying, if you don't pay the tithe, he says you're cursed with a curse. So think about it. Why are people not tithing? Because they're afraid of financial catastrophe as a result of tithing. But what God is saying is, when you don't tithe, the financial catastrophe comes. That's when you're cursed with a curse. That's when the devourer will eat up the fruit of your ground. And that when you step out in faith and obey the voice of the Lord, he says, I'll pour out a blessing. I'm going to bless. It's going to turn out great. And Zedekiah's thinking, I don't see how it's going to turn out great. There's all these Jews over there that have already gone over to the Chaldeans. They all hate my guts. They're going to make fun of me. I'm just going to be turned over to them, and they're going to do whatever they want with me. And Jeremiah's saying, no, actually, none of those bad things are going to happen. Actually, if you obey the Lord, everything's going to be great. It's going to turn out fine. But he didn't listen because he's leaning on his own understanding. And we as Christians need to be careful that we don't let fear hinder us from doing the will of God. Now, I've got a whole bunch of points in my sermon tonight of different areas that Christians do not obey the Lord in because of fear.